This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China pledged a deeper partnership with Russia on Wednesday as U.S. President Joe Biden reaffirmed security assurances for NATO's frontline eastern members, highlighting global tensions as the anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches. However, a day after President Vladimir Putin said Moscow was suspending participation in a nuclear arms reduction treaty with Washington, his deputy foreign minister sought to calm nerves, saying the step did not make a nuclear war more likely. Within Ukraine, schools took their classes online for the rest of the week for a fear of upsurge in Russian missile attacks a year on from Moscow's February 24th invasion. Russia has said it will not test fire a hypersonic missile during joint naval drills with China and South Africa, contradicting earlier reports in Russian state media. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
A senior Russian naval official told a news conference in Richards Bay on South Africa's east coast that the country had no plans to fire the Zircon missile during the 10-day exercise, Reuters reported Wednesday. A frigate that carries the weapon, the Admiral Gorshkov, is in South African waters, one of several Russian ships deployed to Exercise Mosey 2. South Africa has been heavily criticized for going ahead with the exercises, which coincide with the first anniversary of the ongoing Ukraine war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, addressed a meeting on human rights violations at the United Nations on Wednesday.
Ми б'ємося за те, що нас об'єднує, за право на життя, на свободу, за право не бути закатованим і жити вільно.
She said justice for Ukraine.